Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
He brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point. Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God. Oh.
And he's doing a great job.
I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
Absolutely incredible.
And together, they are Steiny and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
Really trying to think how I was going to start the show today.
How about a hello?
Well, I said hello to you already.
Well, you did.
And
so
I was going to...
Fifth in his bag last night.
You know, I was going to talk about the game and my thoughts, and then I come in and I hear that, you know, you've already made your debut today with the morning show.
The street's talking. They called me. They sought me out.
Why would they call you? The Warriors lost a good ball game last night. You know, it was their 22nd game of the year. I don't know that you've called the morning show in any of the other 21 games.
No.
So what?
That's a fact.
Yeah, I'm just curious why this morning and why it sounds like you might be a little upset.
No, good morning to you, Steiny. Yeah. You look like a substitute teacher.
Sure.
You look great. I'm in my Warrior gear, but listen, last night when I'm at Norm's and there's a Warrior video, you know, something's not right. Or Steph went for 50. And last night, Steiny, I had no expectations for the Golden State Warriors to keep up with the 20-1 Thunder. I didn't. And for 2 seconds, Steiny, it felt good knowing I wasn't going to be disappointed. Then all of a sudden, Jimmy's out. They're down a bazillion. And then Fitz is in his bag going crazy. And Pat Spencer turns into Monte Ellis. And I'm watching the roof come off the building. Fitz going crazy. And then Spencer, at three separate times, Steiny, put the Warriors up 199. Mm. Follows that up, puts them up 105, 104. And then the turnaround over the 7-foot Chet Holmgren up 107, 106. Mm. I'm like, well, there's 4:54 left.
A lot of
but
time.
This is incredible. We already Dub Nation won, and this is why I'm a bit upset. The buzzer goes off, that stoppage of play, and in comes Pods, which I have no problem with. He had a game. But not for Michael J. Fox, who was Teen Wolf that night. Why would you take Pat Spencer out? So I remember a couple years ago, and I'll throw it right back to you, Kerr apologized to Moody. He said, I forgot about him. Against a game against the Kings. He had hit three throws. I forgot about him. Why would you take the ball and the moment, my partner, from Patrick Spencer? That took me to the garage. I think that helped the Thunder. He was getting in the paint, and if he couldn't make it, he was kicking it back out. All the stuff that I said, the Warriors are devoid of at times. Pat Spencer gave us, and partner, I mean this, he deserves at least, I said, by 12 p.m. this afternoon, we'll probably get an apology issued from Steve Kerr to Pat Spencer. He earned that moment. He was part of why they were up. And as a Dub Nation lifer, I was just upset that Coach Kerr in his eyes felt like he couldn't take Seth, who had a good game, Buddy, anybody else that was out there off the floor. And Spencer came out, went to the bench like WTF. And that's why they had me on, because I put up a video last night. Oh. I wasn't going. I was just perplexed. That's all.
Let me help you.
Okay, I'm here. I need you.
A lot of sometimes.
Go ahead.
Feel free to take this as a, sucking up to Kerr. That's fine. Sometimes when you have bench players who don't play a lot, when they play a lot, they get tired. And while he did make some big shots, the last shot he took was this little 6'8" in the lane, and it was short.
All right.
And you know what I said to myself at the time? I think he's getting tired. And then he came out. You're right. And then Pods took a quick three.
Oh, man.
And missed it.
And a
they
turnover.
Scored, and Pods turned it over again. Now, this is the crux of the show.
It affects performance.
Well, there you go. Talk to me.
I really struggle with this kind of loss because I get, and I listen to some of the morning show, okay. And there's some people are upset. They know that the Thunder are a great team, but they had a shot at it. I just struggle to come in on a day like today and kind of hammer this team.
Oh, I'm not here for that.
I'm just saying.
I'm not here for that.
Like, you put the ball in Spencer and Curry and Pods, and you have no Curry, and Butler's not playing in the second half, and you hang in there, and you get beat, and what'd you really
right. No,
expect?
I got you. But what I did expect, Stoney, I'm looking at the log here, 21 minutes for Pat Spencer, and I'm not saying you're wrong, he wasn't tired, but I said that in my video and to the guys this morning. Unless he said he was gassed, why would you take him out? You helped the Thunder. I didn't expect him to win. And I felt like the Thunder were like, oh, finally a close game. What, the NBA would margin a victory, I think it's 15 or 17 points. But neither here nor there. I have another question for you, Stoney, something that was apparent to me. This team scored without Jimmy Butler 68 points in the second half. Jimmy's your second best player. I know this. But, Stoney, I think for the first time in his Warrior tenure, I told you and Evan in the green room, he's a ball stopper. That ball was moving, pop, pop, pop. And, again, you're not better without Jimmy Butler, but I am starting to, as desperate as I am as a fan, starting to wonder, would you dangle Jimmy if you could get an AD or a Giannis or something out there? And I am questioning the fit to where when Jimmy's out there and he was John Wayne playing hurt and he couldn't go, explain to me how this team all of a sudden looked faster and the ball was moving and you get 68 second half points.
Like
those
old.
Are just questions. Wow.
They're not going to be
damn.
As fast when they play their older guys. they're just not.
Wow.
And, as it relates to Jimmy Butler, I always look at it from the other side. You name me a team out there right now, look around the league.
Okay.
And what team out there is saying, boy, let's go get Jimmy Butler. Let's go get a guy who's probably going to play 45 of the next 60 games and come into our team. Like, the other thing about Butler is this is his second year here. Ideally, he should be fitting in. I'm not saying he didn't fit in and he's not fitting in. I'm just saying, you extended him. He's your number two. Steph's your number one. This is what we signed up for, and this is where we're at right now. We're 11-11, and now we're going on the road. And Steph Curry, who they originally said was going to be out a week, is now going to be out 2.5 weeks.
Oh, man.
So he's going to miss the next three games.
And we don't know Butler's availability for tomorrow.
Nope.
So
is
there a
text? Real quick.
Take your time.
We certainly didn't come into this season thinking that the day before all the games, we'd know who was playing or not. We knew coming into the season they were going to have many games this year where they'll determine who plays or who doesn't play or who can play and who can't play. So, yeah, we're going to go to Philly tomorrow. We don't know about Jimmy Butler, but sorry, you don't get to be surprised by that.
That's interesting. And now I'm about to tell you all about my life and my summer vacations to Mississippi and Texas. We drove. We had a Datsun 210. All four of us. Daisy made my mother. Two
Datsun B210?
Yeah, the Datsun B210.
Yeah, yeah, we had okay, one of
with
those
the hatchback.
Too. Yeah, the windows in the back opened like
we,
that.
We
yeah.
drove to Mississippi.
Oh.
And when we took off, Norm always said, if we have issues, it might be in Oklahoma, Nevada, different states. So when you talk about the age of Steph and Jimmy, I fought you like Captain America with my shield saying, I didn't see the injuries happen in California. I feel like we haven't got out of California before the injuries to our two mainstays or issues. I thought maybe at the All-Star breaks, Donnie, I know you can't predict it, but I am a bit nervous and scared now just about what we have with now Jimmy and Steph being hurt, I dare say, right out the gate. Jonathan Kuminga, what was that?
Oh, boy.
And his agent tweeting what's going on.
Yeah,
that wasn't a game for you to tweet.
Well, I don't know what he meant by that.
That was a top-tier defense with other Kamingas in length, and he was 3-10, and Coach Vallejo called me, and he was just unsure of himself. That was a bad showing from Kuminga. That I can say. That was not – you didn't look like you knew what you had in your bag, and you were unsure. But for your agent to tweet, is he did bring him back in the third, though, Stoney. Didn't play in the fourth. What was that about?
Minutes. Steve Kerr said he's on a minutes restriction. I love Kuminga. He said he was on a minutes restriction before the game. So here's the problem. You don't get to play well in one game and then expect that you play in crunch time of that game.
Wow.
You have to do it.
That's how you do it, huh?
Yeah, like if Spencer's playing well against Philly – now maybe he earns the last 4 minutes.
All right. Look, to take him out of that game with 3:56 left, and it's not about listen, pods. It's about why. Let that dude cough up a lung on the floor. Spencer, if he's tired. That dude was as hot. I said Iowa and Stoney. That was bad last night on my video. He was hot. Come on, Kerr, what could you have been? I'm disappointed in the assistant coaches to say, hey, coach, leave him out there. Stoney, that was a moment for the kid. And he didn't get to finish. And oh, by the way, after you took him out, it went the other way.
888-957-9570 is the number. I struggle with this kind of loss. We're really gonna pile on. If it's Kerr, it's Kerr. That segment was brought to you by the California Office of Traffic Safety and Caltrans. And it is a Warriors Wednesday brought to you by Friedman's Appliance. Come see their full selection of in-stock luxury appliances in live working vignettes. Visit Friedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Spencer down the right side off a double screen, penetrates out to Hield, topside to Draymond, looks and finds Spencer in the corner. Has Holmgren as his defender. Shot clock at 8. Now drives into the paint, stops, turns, fade away over Holmgren.
Oh! Nothing but net for Pat Spencer! Oh my goodness! How did he get that off?
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Tim Roy and Tom Tolbert on the call last night. Warriors fall to the Thunder. What was the final? 124-112?
Yep.
Vegas is something else, aren't they?
Well, my goodness, I didn't even think about what was it?
11.5.
That's just amazing.
11.5.
That is wild.
And I heard you guys talking before the game, and I said, count me out tonight.
Yeah, yeah.
I have no interest in betting this game, but remember what I said? I said, if I had a bet, and I'm not gonna, I'd take the Warriors tonight,
you
and I was sitting pretty all night.
Yeah, I thought I was going to send Caleb $50 cash app. Like, I really like,
oh,
I
that's
paid
right.
for
I
the
forgot
win.
About that.
And unfortunately, they didn't close. Now, I just real quick, I think you think I'm upset at the outcome of the game. I'm not. I'm just perplexed. And we got Monty Pool, what time?
12:30, Monty Pool, NBC Sports Bay Area.
I'm just perplexed as to why, and coaches make mistakes. But why would Steve Kerr take Patrick Spencer out that game, who was having a Steph Curry-like moment? He was in fuego, gave you the lead 3 different times in the fourth. Steiny, in the paint where the Warriors don't live. So that blew me away, and I guess I'm just emotional today with the rest of Dove Nation as to, do you think Kerr would do it differently if we could ask him this morning, you know, 12 hours after the game, like, hey, coach, did you get this one wrong?
Well, they asked him after the game. And first, this is what he said about Spencer and how he played last night.
Pat's pick and roll game was incredible tonight. You know, second half, we played faster. We were able to spread the floor and just get into a lot of high ball screens. And, you know, Pat was getting downhill, getting into the paint. And when he wasn't, you know, making his mid-range shot, he was moving the ball along. And once you get a paint touch like that, the defense has to react. And as I said, I thought BP did the same thing. Both guys really played great games and created a lot for others. And obviously, we played faster in the second half, spread the floor more, and got a good rhythm going. Just couldn't close the game.
All right, so that was Steve Kerr talking about Spencer's ball game and Pods' ball game. He lumps them both in together and says they both played well, and they played a lot faster. And so, by the way, Jimmy Butler, we got a little report on him. The leg issue, is it a leg or a foot?
According to Anthony Slater of ESPN, Jimmy Butler's knee issue is not believed to be serious, so he is still to be determined for Thursday's game in Philadelphia. Steph Curry obviously will miss the entirety of the road trip.
Wow, okay.
All right, so Butler will find out probably game time decision tomorrow in Philly. And getting back to Spencer here, this is...
I didn't get it, partner.
This is Steve Kerr getting asked, how do you choose a closing lineup?
You're just going with the guys who have, you know, really played the best and you feel good about. And, you know, we stayed with Gary because he's our best on-ball defender. Buddy is also better defensively than given credit for. And, you know, we wanted him on the ball and we wanted his floor spacing. He got a good look late. He was mad at himself for not knocking it down, that corner shot. But, you know, Buddy is a great, great shooter. And so we were just going with the guys that we felt gave us the best chance.
And, like, I believe he believes that, but, Steiny, you didn't do that.
Well, was Pat Spencer an option to close?
It was a consideration, but we wanted to get Brandon back in the game because he was also playing at a high level, and Pat had been out there for a while, and just felt like – you know, a good time to sub. We have played them together a little bit. That was discussed in the huddle, but we decided to go with the group that we went with.
All right. There it is.
So ignore what's happening in the moment, basically, even though you're saying something different, and go with
what's on
the chalkboard. Like, what happened to in the meantime? That great book I read by Terry McMillan, Steiny. What happened to in the – dude, was like, they can't play together. He talked about it like I would have went down, you know, on that boat. Like, he was one guy, just Pat Spencer, not coming off the court, having that type of game.
But this is kind of what I mean about and okay, so Pat Spencer's, and I'll say it, finally having a good game.
Right.
All right, Pods is your guy. And so, like, okay, Spencer plays well. They take him out with 4 minutes to go. Warriors aren't able to bring it home. You know, Pods didn't play great down the stretch. All right.
After sitting for 6 minutes, you know?
So, yeah, I mean, to me, that, like, now, over the course of an 82-game season, maybe you think about Spencer the next time you have that decision. But... like
the likelihood of that happening is very rare that he'll ever be in a zone like he was.
That's why you don't play him the fight, because you know it was such an outlier type of a game. I mean,
you played the game on Division III level.
Listen,
you covered the game,
right. Guys who are 11th men who play well up until the 5 minute mark puts a coach in that situation all the time, and the coach has to make a decision. And sometimes they go with the guy who got him there, and sometimes they go with the guys who's got him there before.
All right. I hear you talking. And I'm not changing diapers or giving anybody a pacifier. Had you been Patrick Spencer in that moment at 3:56 left in the game, and you came out, would you personally have been mad?
Yeah, probably, okay, of course. Right, but that's irrelevant.
No, I appreciate that.
But that's irrelevant.
It was the wrong move because of Pods?
Well,
So that Pods ain't Curry. And it seems like that I guess that's what's coming out now. Because of Pods, who was sitting his ass over there, and your boy was getting bucket after bucket after bucket, but we had to put Pods back in? What are we doing? When a dude is balling and you could have took anybody else out, both of them could have played, but that's your answer because of Pods? And he comes in, jacks in a three, he's cold, and then I'm thinking he's watching the Pat Spencer show, so naturally he's trying to keep it going, turns the ball over. It's like Pat Spencer will never get that moment back.
Yeah, I mean,
because of Pods?
Listen up, football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean,
this is the type of stuff or moves that hurts Pods. Pods didn't do anything wrong.
Well, Pods he did was what the coach told
him. No, you weren't in the game without him. But right. Just when you hear those sound bites of why somebody's water got turned off when they are cooking because of Pods.
He missed his last shot, and it was short. So maybe
he gave you the lead three times in the fourth, though. He was cooking.
Okay, he was cooking.
And Stoney, in regard to fatigue, he played 21 minutes.
I know, but he's a sub who doesn't play a lot at all. So, listen, I'm just telling you that Steve Kerr said, you know, he thought he was getting a lot of minutes. And, like, okay, you want to, like, seriously, you want to go to the well and say, put this one on Kerr because of Pat Spencer? Go ahead and put it on Kerr because of Pat Spencer. But if we're talking about one game and he should have played Pat Spencer the last 4 minutes and he went to Pods and he's going to have to figure that out, it's like, that is such small potatoes for this team.
No, that's a whole, you are totally correct, and that's a whole different conversation. And it's not just about Pods because he was the guy that came in. It's about why would you not ride the hot hand until the well went dry?
Well, maybe he said, I'm riding the hot hand, and then Spencer missed his last shot. He had a little chippy in the lane. It was short, and maybe he thought he was tired, and that was the best time to get him out. It didn't work. They lost the game, and now Pat Spencer goes back to being a 12th man.
Now, I'm asking you. I know we got Monty Poole from NBC Sports Bay Area joining us at 12:30, but I mean this question because I'm not telling you this is my answer. Does that performance last night make you think any difference of Pat Spencer?
Not really.
Moving forward?
Not really.
And I get that.
He's an NBA player. There's no doubt about it. Last night, he was good. Other times this year, he's been, to me, good and bad. But that's why he's the 11th man, because he's not consistent.
But we've seen Moses Moody be that 11th man and forgotten about, and then he climbed up the charts. We've seen progress.
Listen, The only thing I didn't like about him taking Pat Spencer out is the thing that I don't like about Pods, and that is he comes right into the game, right off the bench, and he takes a quick three with a shot clock at 14.
Wow, man.
And then the next possession, he turns the ball over. So that makes Kerr's decision look awful.
Okay.
The reality of the situation is Pods, he has got to find some kind of balance in his game between, like, he...
Wow.
It's either, like... It's either a dagger or it's dumb. Like, you can't, if you have a good shot to have that bucket that puts you up 8 or 5 or to cap off a run, that's one thing. But he, for whatever reason, feels the need to take that shot all the time. Those momentum type shots, he doesn't make a lot of them because they're not great shots. And then he tends to interject himself more than other players when he's in a game. And he's in games when they're close and it's late. And so it's kind of feast or famine with Pods.
Wow.
Let's go to Kevin in Pleasanton to get us started. Hey, Kevin, how you doing? Monty Poole coming up at 12:30 NBC Sports Bay Area. What's up, Kevin? Oh, no Kevin. Let's go to David in Santa Cruz. Hey, David, how you doing?
What's up, guys? How's it going?
Hey.
I feel like at this point of the season, you got to ride the hot hands, right? Like, who's having good games, two games in a row? If you're going to say, well, Spencer finally had a good game, you can kind of say the same for Pods, right? Like, who's having good games besides the top guys at this point of the season? You got to ride the hot hand. And I feel like Kerr messed that up last night, and it has a lot to do with why we lost.
That's fair.
No,
that's fair.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if you're going to blame Kerr for taking Pods out.
Pat, you mean.
Spencer out, and that you think that cost the Warriors the game, then you can obviously feel that way. Did I think it was a huge move? Not really.
But then when you saw the Pods, like, go ahead.
I'm just telling you, like, Pods messed that up.
Yeah, yeah.
By having to come into the game and wanting to make a statement. Here's the other thing. You know, we talk about this team and who you decide to play down the stretch. I mean, clearly something's going on with Moses Moody.
Oh, Kerr was lacing into him exactly. At the first quarter. Evan texted me. I was like, whoa. I rewinded. Like, what do you think that was about?
Well, has Moody played well enough all year to just play in crunch time?
I would say no.
All right.
But
well, then on a night like last night, he's not going to play much because he wasn't very good. Like, I don't.
But he came back from the injury on fire, like Kuminga's first five games. So I'm saying no, but I mean, that meant something, Steiny. He played 15 minutes.
Right. What did he do?
And he was out there fumbling the ball. The pressure, like Kuminga. I felt like they almost had the same game, but Kuminga's was worse. That pressure was made. Like, wow. I'm not mad they lost, Steiny. I expected it. But then when I'm watching in real time, I guess I'm just married to, and I coach CYO St. Anne. Shout out Eddie House, third to eighth grade. I just have a philosophy of what I think coaching means, and you ride the hot hand when you see it. And it's your job to know, even when you get it from an unexpected source, that Patrick Spencer was qualified to finish that game. Do they win, partner? I don't know. But to have him come out after making bucket after bucket, and then Nowitzki, the Dirk over
Holmgren.
That
wasn't the last shot he made.
I know.
It wasn't.
But I guess, Steiny, because you miss a shot after that doesn't constitute your cold and you got to come out.
Okay.
Buddy Hield could have came out. You know what I mean? So many guys could have came out. But it is what it is. What you're talking about and what we're doing.
The team's not good enough to have guys. They have no guys outside their big three who deserve every night to play in crunch time. They just don't. Moody did not deserve to play in crunch time last night. Kuminga is lost.
But I thought my application.
Steph Curry was good, so that's why he played. Could he have played Spencer more? Apparently so. But he brought Pods back because Pods was playing well. Buddy was not. Buddy's a veteran. Like, we've lived through this for the whole Steve Kerr era. That's why he's going to play Buddy Hield. And unfortunately, Buddy Hield has not helped them win many games this year. So Buddy's hurting them.
Yeah, let me just, and you could tell me if this is far-fetched, because I just share with you guys my thoughts. I always told you I just love watching what I believe is the guru Joe Lake of Cam. And I wasn't in the arena like Evan. But Steiny, I know where he was sitting, and I could see him the whole game. I'm just telling you, I didn't see him get up when they got the lead, went up four, and it just got me to thinking, and why I'm sharing it, what do you think he could be thinking and how he's feeling? Does he feel like he might be to blame for the lack of size and athleticism? But right now, after 22 games, this team's 22-22. Curry's not back in the week that we thought he was going to come back. Jimmy's just, I'm asking, and this might be too far-fetched for you, but what do you think, Joe Lake? How would you be feeling if you're Joe Lacob? Just about the whole outfit. Forget last night.
You know, it's
night.
Funny. You ask me these questions a lot, and I always find them fascinating because I don't think Joe Lacob woke up this morning and was more pissed than he was 3 days ago. I get it. He may be upset. He may be frustrated. But this is his team. This is the avenue. He went down. The organization went down. And 90% of the fan base or whatever sold, they were sold it. So now here you are. You're going to play, you played 22 games. By the time you play 25 games, Steph Curry will have already missed 9 games, which means that puts him on a pace for 52 games this year. Not enough. Jimmy Butler, 22 games into the season, now has a leg issue. Status undetermined for tomorrow. We'll figure that out. But the issue to me with this team is that how can they possibly get consistency when they don't have consistency in their personnel night to night? I don't know how they rectify that.
Why is that? The lack of consistency.
Because you've already gotten into a situation where Kuminga's missed 8 to 10 games. So he's in, out, in. Curry's been in, out, in. And when Curry's in, out, in, that's a big problem because you're so dramatically different when he plays and when he doesn't. It's just two different Warrior teams.
And on to piggyback on top of that, that's why I thought when Kerr and a lot of the players were talking about this practice stuff after coming out of training camp, I took issue with because of one of my favorite slogans, tomorrow's not promised. So it was supposed to be all about practice, all this stuff, and then now the chef's injured. Jimmy's hampered. So it's not everything that you guys were selling us on about, oh, we're going to bring this continuity back together. Now you got guys that are not even available for that. Right. So now that ship has sailed, and where are we at? And then Kuminga 3-10 in a game that you – like, that was really a big test for me because, okay, and you could say it's unfair. OKC has length, and I wanted to see what he could do. And, Stani, I just felt like everything that he's not good at was on display. Just turning the ball, going to the rack, and not just the GPS was not working. 3-10 and wasn't even a thought in the fourth quarter. If you're going to tell me the minute restriction, I'm trying to win games.
Oh, so you would have put Kuminga back in.
Yeah, and then Aaron Turner tweeted, what the hell's going on here?
That Spencer is playing well and gets taken out of crunch time, but Kuminga was not good all game, but he deserves to play in crunch time. How do you make that determination game to game?
Rewind. We got to be fair. They went on a run the late third. Kuminga was on the floor. He was a part of that.
All right.
So just, it wasn't just about score
so
buckets.
Kuminga
he was a part of that.
To play in crunch time.
He could, with this team so devoid of talent, he was an option. It could be an option. And if I saw him give us something in that third quarter run, why not just give him a shot for a couple minutes in the fourth? Nothing there. Yank him.
When do you yank him? You put him in with four and then yank him with two? You can't do that. If you want to say Spencer should have, fine. Say Spencer should have. Again, I'm not like they need to bring Kuminga back the last 6 minutes. He's lost, Goo.
Yeah, I got. Well, his agent thought different. That's all I was bringing
back. I don't give a damn about his agent.
Yeah, I got
seriously. He gives a rat's ass. About his agent.
Simmer.
I mean, his agent. What are we talking about here?
His agent. But that lets you know
Who cares? It's him.
He's saying he feels that way.
His agent.
When your spouse says something out loud, you are part of that, I believe.
What a clown. An agent tweeting during the game.
That wasn't a game for him to tweet that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, it was. So that shows you what he's all about.
Maybe he was talking about Pat Spencer.
Well, then he's an idiot, too, because Spencer was good.
he might be all right.
No, like that Kurt took Spencer out.
Yeah. What if it's that? I got to be careful. Stani, I didn't expect
Kuminga's
him to win.
Agent.
They were
oh, my
four.
God. Is there a more meaningless person on planet Earth right now than Kuminga's agent? Kuminga's agent.
Yeah, but...
Oh, my God.
But what he said was a serious shot at the coach, right? What are we doing
here? Like, seriously, the agent of a disgruntled player...
Who's not having a good game, by the way.
I've had enough of Aaron, what is his name, Turner?
Yeah.
And he was good to us.
Yeah.
888-957-9570.
You better be nice.
Like, I'm okay, Stani. I'm okay.
Well, you're not okay,
Goo. Willa's going to come in here and think, I'm okay.
You're not okay.
I'm mad that Kerr missed a moment.
Okay.
And you agree. Like, I appreciate you saying, like, if that's what you want to talk about,
I'm just not going to vehemently disagree that we didn't use our 12th man the one game he made some shots. But what's he done all season long?
To be fair, is he better than the 12th man?
No.
If we want to be real, like that was cruel you said that.
I'm sorry.
But let's back up and start thinking about what we saw against who we saw it against. Maybe he might not. I'm just throwing it out there.
Yeah.
Maybe he might not be a 12th man.
Okay, what is he?
Let me ask you this. How better is Pods than Pat Spencer just at the game of basketball? I know whose handles are better. I know who can create a shot better.
So
that's 2-0, Pat.
Okay, so Spencer's better than Pods.
I'm just saying Pat might not be your 12th man. Maybe there's more to him than that.
And I'll tell you this right now. If he's your 8th man, you stink. Mm. You flat out stink. He had a good game.
That he did.
All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Monty Poole joining us at 12:30 today, NBC Sports Bay Area. And also We have a lot of Warrior talk today, and I'm going to ask Evan this buffer on this, a little buffer? We got a little buffer on this break coming up, okay?
In 2 minutes.
888, but it's a long one. It's a long read. 888-957-9570 is the number, and, you know, the Warriors, they played hard last night. The energy at the arena seemed to be there, and it's unfortunate you had to play the Thunder last night because you probably win against a lot of teams. I know that doesn't matter. All right, what's coming up on the game right now is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. And don't forget, the Warriors are going on a 3-game road trip at Philly, at Cleveland, at Chicago. No Steph Curry, and we'll find out more about Jimmy Butler probably at game time tomorrow, but it doesn't appear serious, is the reports we're getting from Anthony Slater of ESPN. Hey, tune in for Warriors Live tomorrow when the Warriors play the Philadelphia 76ers. That's presented by Xfinity. Xfinity is your home court advantage, brought to you by Xfinity. Watch all your favorite teams all in one place. Xfinity, imagine that. That's Warriors Live tomorrow versus Philly, and that segment was brought to you by Bay Area Fast Track.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.